To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. We're sponsored by HelloFresh.com. You know, since everyone's summer plans are different this year, we say let HelloFresh.com instantly spice up mealtime at home with seasonal fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. It's so easy because all you do is choose from more than 22 chef-driven or chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Add your own bottle of wine, and you're good to go. Make any night feel extra festive with their surf and turf, craft burgers, and taste tours gourmet feasts. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping because the HelloFresh.com, with HelloFresh.com, you can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh features recyclable packaging and pre-proportioned ingredients that cut down on home food waste, so you'll feel good about using them instead of grocery shopping. You'll also save about 40% compared to your local grocer. We also like that you can easily change your delivery days, add extra meals, or skip a week whenever you need to fit your specific lifestyle. So get started with America's number one meal kit at HelloFresh.com and use the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, to get $80 off plus free shipping on your first order. That's promo code CARY at HelloFresh.com for $80 off and free shipping. As always, you'll find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. My guest for this Right Stuff segment has got a colorful career. An Australian, she grew up to teach in Japan and Korea, worked in marketing for that indoor ski slope in Dubai, and after a few years in Dubai, found herself out of a job, which is how she had time to research and write a book titled The Greyhound Chronicles. It's about months traveling through the U.S., an exercise accomplished mainly by riding the dog, as many of us refer to taking Greyhound buses. And she took a lot of notes about the people she met while trying to abide by some rules of the road, such as, excuse me, and here I quote, trying to avoid sitting next to anyone with shifty eyes, a cough, thin lips, a scraggly beard, garish tattoos, or a phone held up to an ear. We reach Gazelle today at her home outside of London. Gazelle, the world of Greyhound passengers is definitely a subculture, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, but a fascinating one.
Yeah, I know. It is a whole different world. I mean, you talk about it being a place populated, and here I'll quote you again, if you don't mind, where most people are uncomfortable. You met most people who most people are uncomfortable around or try to ignore, people who have been to prison but not to dentists, where beer is for breakfast and McDonald's is a good square meal, where people speak to each other and share confidences as if they're old friends in recognition of the intimacy forged by a shared ride, unquote. But you also found it to be a world where everyone is sort of equal, and generosity is rampant among those who might have little. Is that a fair analysis?
Absolutely, and it's one of the things I found quite fascinating because, you know, before I even got on a Greyhound bus, everybody warned me about the things that happened, the things that could happen, the kind of people who are going to be on there, and I was quite honestly really nervous about even getting on a bus. And then I kind of went in with that mindset and was maybe a little bit wary, but people immediately started talking to me. Everyone was welcoming. You were part of a community. It was one of the few places where I didn't feel like an outsider. And when you're traveling, one of the things that you always feel like really is an outsider. So it was a really interesting insight into this different world where everyone was kind of leveled because we were all on the same bus and we all had different reasons for being there, but that wasn't important. The important thing was that we were all there.
I like the fact we were all on the same bus. You know, I have met a number of strangers over my long life who told me the most intimate things about their lives while flying on airplanes. But judging from your book, this happens almost as a matter of course on the bus and sometimes within minutes of sitting down together.
Oh, absolutely. My judge of people became, you know, that people were sort of more on the normal side if they didn't give me the life story in the second sentence.
The guy who was run over by the train.
Yeah.
Tell me about
that. What a story. I mean, this guy, firstly, I was on a very crowded bus at that point, and no one was prepared to let me sit next to them. And I was trying to do the polite thing and actually kind of get permission rather than just sitting down. And this guy offered the space next to him, moved out of my way, sat down, and I really realized that there was something going on. His breathing was a little off. And it turned out he had been run over by a slow-speed train. So just the sheer horror of the accident would have been you know, it was phenomenal. It blew my mind, really. And he gave me his medical records to read, which was a bit disturbing, but so be it. And then at one point, we stopped somewhere, and he got off. I chose to continue sleeping, and he went and bought me breakfast.
Yeah, he came back with something for something for you for breakfast. I was like a fellow passenger who shows you his x-rays about being run over by a train.
Yeah, it was a bit.
And there's a whole etiquette, isn't there, about where you sit and how you board the bus and what rights you have vis-a-vis the other passengers.
Yeah. Well, I think different people have different takes on it as well. So, you know, some people just kind of go in, throw themselves across two seats and scowl and look like they don't want to be near anyone. I started off kind of trying to subtly find somewhere about the middle where I felt safe. And by the end of it, I was walking along going, all right, he's going to have a story for me because these people are really interesting and they're going to share. So in that case, I want to pick who I'm going to sit next to because, you know, we're going to be kind of friends, at least temporarily.
The book is called The Greyhound Chronicles, and it's filled with stories of the people the author, Gazelle Whitaker, met on the course of riding around almost all the states in the United States in three different segments of traveling. You can find the book at Amazon.com. By the way, she ended the last of her three segments of travel in northern Minnesota at the Greyhound Museum in Hibbing, also famous for being the hometown of Bob Dylan. Drop in if, as we say here in Minnesota, you're ever up north. Thank you, Gazelle. We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.